The following interview was conducted with Adelhart Fellendorf Rodriguez for the Life History of Adelhart F. Fellendorf Oral History Project. It took place on July 8, 2010 at 3615 Conger Road, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805. The interviewer is Cindy Rodriguez. Okay, today's interview is just going to focus on the Hitler Youth. When did you become a Hitler Youth?
That was in 1940, when I was 10 years old.
Do you remember the month?
No.
Can you explain what you thought the Hitler Youth was?
Well, I know a little bit about it, because my cousin in Schlesien, he was the highest ranking, and he was a Stammführer.
He was the highest ranking in Fellhammer?
Yeah. And when I visit and they had meetings, he always took me. And I liked it. We were singing, we were playing games. He gave order to the girls and the boys at what farm they have to work because they were needed. And there was also a theater group.
A Hitler Youth theater group?
A theater group, yeah. You know, they play.
The plays?
They
put on plays?
Yeah.
Was there a ceremony when you joined?
I don't remember.
Did you have to swear an oath?
I don't remember that either.
Do you remember there being a membership fee?
No.
Do you remember getting a membership certificate or identification card?
No.
Did they ever give you a book or a pamphlet telling you about what the Hitler Youth is or what the Jungmädel was all about?
No. It's just that I don't remember.
Got it. Do you remember which unit you were in?
No.
But it was in Berlin, though,
it was
right?
In Berlin, yeah. But, you know, I wouldn't remember, you know, what unit it was, you know, because we were so many groups.
Mm-hmm. How did you get assigned to this unit? How did they determine what unit you belonged to?
Well, let me see, how was it?
I
got notified when the meeting was.
I mean, you were assigned to that unit based on where you lived, or because of...
Yes, that was all the girls.
Not you know, based on what school you were going to, but
no,
where you were lived.
Where we were living, yeah.
Okay.
Because we were all, it's all the girls who was in the, I went to school with.
They were there too, lived near you anyway.
Yeah, right.
How many girls were in your group?
About 12.
What ages? They were all Jungmädel?
Yeah, all okay.
From 10 to 14?
10, yeah.
Who was in charge?
Eva. She had a ring, but I don't remember. You remember when we went to Eva?
No.
When we went through it?
No. That's all right. Were they nice to you?
Oh, yeah. No, I liked that there was a camaraderie among everybody. Not only in our group, but with everybody. And very much respect toward each other. Boys or girls.
So what did you think about the Hitler Youth?
I like to go. Because, you know, we did nice things. We were knitting. We were singing. We learned how to make packages for our soldiers. We had to go take care of older people. The girls, they would go shopping for the elders. The boys, they would bring the coals from the basement up in the apartment. And they could fix something for them, you know. I liked it.
What, had you heard anything about the Hitler Youth in Berlin before you started?
Oh, I know we had them, but, you know, I didn't...
You didn't hear...
I didn't thought about it, but I know we had them because I saw the girls and boys in their uniforms, you know, going to their meeting.
What did your parents think about you joining the Jungmädel?
My father, he didn't say anything, but my mother, she was a little bit hesitant. Because we were boys and girls together, and she didn't know, you know, how respect we had for each other. All she see, you know, boys and girls, and the older ones, and that didn't behave very well sometimes, because they, you know, had interest in each other. But if any higher up would notice this, you know, they would get punished.
Did you ever run across any mean Jungmädel or Hitler Youth?
What?
Did you ever run across anyone that was mean in
no.
the Jungmädel or the Hitler Youth?
Mm-mm. It only was, you know, we had a newspaper, just, you know, the Hitler Youth. And there was from a general, his son, he raped a girl from the Hitler Youth. And he got punished, he got many, many years in jail. Now that was from a general, the son. What do you think will happen over here? You give money, get free.
Did any of the girls have a crush on Hitler?
No. I didn't know.
What did the Hitler Youth or the Jungmädel teach you about being a woman, a German woman?
Well, we were brought up in discipline, honesty, help others. That was the main thing that was taught the Hitler Youth. And camaraderie, helpful, helping. And that's what I like.
Loyalty to Germany.
Oh, yeah. But you know something? We were not taught, like everybody think, about politics so much. We were singing the songs. We had to know when Hitler's birthday was. Nothing else.
Well, they indoctrinated you through the songs. They got to you because what they wanted to teach you was loyalty to Germany, respect. So they did get that through.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Describe your uniform.
It was a dark blue skirt. I don't remember if we had white socks, black shoes, white blouse. Anything else?